سورة الطلاق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful.
يا أيها النبي إذا طلقتم النساء فطلقوهن لعدتهن وأحصوا العدة واتقوا الله ربكم لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن ولا يخرجن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وتلك حدود الله ومن يتعد حدود الله فقد ظلم نفسه لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا.
O Prophet, when you divorce women, divorce them at their prescribed periods and count accurately their periods. And fear Allah, your Lord, O Muslims. And turn them not out of their husbands' homes, nor shall they themselves leave, except in case they are guilty of some open illegal sexual intercourse. And those are the set limits of Allah. And whosoever transgresses the set limits of Allah, then indeed he has wronged himself. You, the one who divorces his wife, know not it may be that Allah will afterward bring some new thing to pass.
فإذا بلغن أجلهن فأمسكوهن بمعروف أو فارقوهن بمعروف وأشهدوا ذوي عدل منكم وأقيموا الشهادة لله ذلكم يوعظ به من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا.
Then, when they are about to attain their term appointed, either take them back in a good manner or part with them in a good manner. And take as witness two just persons from among you, and establish the testimony for Allah. That will be an admonition given to him who believes in Allah and the last day. And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will make a way for him to get out from every difficulty.
ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا.
And he will provide him from sources he could never imagine. And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then he will suffice him. Verily, Allah will accomplish His purpose. Indeed, Allah has set a measure for all things.
واللائي يئسن من المحيض من نسائكم إن ارتبتم فعدتهن ثلاثة أشهر واللائي لم يحضن وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَنْ يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا.
And those of your women as have passed the age of monthly courses, for them the prescribed period, if you have doubt about their periods, is 3 months. And for those who have no courses, their prescribed period is 3 months. And for those who are pregnant, their prescribed period is until they lay down their burden. And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will make his matter easy for him.
ذلك أمر الله أنزله إليكم وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا.
That is the command of Allah which He has sent down to you. And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to Him, He will expiate from him his sins and will enlarge his reward.
أسكنوهن من حيث سكنتم من وجدكم ولا تضاروهن لتضيقوا عليهن وإن كن أولات حمل فأنفقوا عليهن حتى يضعن حملهن فإن أرضعن لكم فآتوهن أجورهن وأتمروا بينكم بمعروف وَإِن تَعَاسَرْتُمْ فَسَتُرْضِعُ لَهُ أُخْرَى.
Lodge the divorced women where you dwell, according to your means, and do not harm them so as to straiten them that they be obliged to leave your house. And if they are pregnant, then spend on them till they lay down their burden. Then if they give suck to the children for you, give them their due payment, and let each of you accept the advice of the other in a just way. But if you make difficulties for one another, then some other woman may give suck for him.
لينفق ذو سعة من سعته ومن قدر عليه رزقه فلينفق مما آتاه الله لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها سيجعل الله بعد عسر يسرا.
Let the rich man spend according to his means, and the man whose resources are restricted, let him spend according to what Allah has given him. Allah puts no burden on any person beyond what He has given him. Allah will grant after hardship ease.
وكأين من قرية عتت عن أمر ربها ورسله فحاسبناها حسابا شديدا وعذبناها عذابا نكرا.
And many a town revolted against the command of its Lord and His messengers, and we called it to a severe account, and we shall punish it with a horrible torment.
فَذَاقَتْ وَبَالَ أَمْرِهَا وَكَانَ عَاقِبَةُ أَمْرِهَا خُسْرًا.
So it tasted the evil result of its affair, and the consequence of its affair was loss.
أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ ذِكْرًا.
Allah has prepared for them a severe torment. So fear Allah and keep your duty to Him, O men of understanding who have believed. Allah has indeed sent down to you a reminder.
رسولا يتلو عليكم آيات الله مبينات ليخرج الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات من الظلمات إلى النور ومن يؤمن بالله ويعمل صالحا يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا قد أحسن الله له رزقا.
And has also sent to you a messenger who recites to you the verses of Allah containing clear explanations, that he may take out those who believe and do righteous good deeds from the darkness to the light. And whosoever believes in Allah and performs righteous good deeds, he will admit him into gardens under which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever. Allah has indeed granted for him an excellent provision.
الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما.
It is Allah who has created seven heavens and of the earth the like thereof. His command descends between them that you may know that Allah has power over all things and that Allah surrounds all things in His knowledge.